want you to do it bigger.
Ah, bigger.
I want you to do it bigger.
Bigger. What do you mean bigger?
Hey, we're here at the T20 World Cup. It's finally here. The T20 World Cup. We said we wouldn't do it, but we've done it.
All right,
this right. week we're talking about Australia's chances. Who's going to be the shock winner? Is India going to win it? Hey? That's what we're talking about. Sporting Woods, get it in ya.
And then make like a bang.
I'm really enjoying our Indian friends putting in their little comments.
I like
seen
it
a lot
too.
Of nice. I learned a word, Baharkas, which
yeah,
is awesome.
And I've never used Indian translation more in my life.
It's been a first
it's
for
been
me.
Good. It's been good.
Yeah. Thank it's you nice very much.
Absolutely.
Actually.
Yeah. I got one bone to pick.
All right. Oh, really?
The person who runs the Glenn Maxwell fan army.
No.
On the Instagram. I got Sporting Woods Instagram. Check it out. The Glenn Maxwell fan army. I was their 10,000th like.
You were not.
And I was like, well, you know what? I want to message them and be like, oi, you know.
I was your
10,000th like. Give us a shout out. Sporting Woods.
Yeah.
Podcast Sporting Woods.
Hey, we're here.
Nothing.
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 Yet.
Well, that's true.
Yet. When
that's
did you
true.
Do it?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. I think it was couple of weeks ago.
Okay, all right. Maybe they should have gone back to you by this point.
Mm. But yeah, so other than that, though, all
put
the,
it on the sporting
all the likes
resume.
And stuff are nice. That's good.
Yeah, they're really, really nice.
Check out that podcast, though. Check out
absolutely.
That podcast on SoundCloud.
Liking a photo is half the battle. The other is then getting your ears engaged. You know, you've got your fingers, you've got your eyes. Now it's time
engage
to get your
my
ears.
Ears
involved.
That's it. All right, well, let's get this kicking and going.
Boom.
Are we at episode 4?
Yes,
this episode 4, season 3.
Yes.
Now, obviously, we're heading into the World Cup T20.
Oh.
We said we wouldn't do it, but we're doing
it.
Yeah,
we
said
of,
we wouldn't do this.
We've kind of gone back on that point.
Oh, well, if you want people who are going to go back on their words, it's us. And why have we gone back on our word? Well, because we needed to, because there's no other cricket on at the moment.
Because turns out...
we've got more episodes to fill.
Yeah,
so.
We've got a quota.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2020 is all we've got at the moment. Yeah, there ain't no tests.
No.
Everyone's interested in something else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the 2020's on.
And it is pretty exciting. I mean, there's
absolutely.
No doubt the Big Bash got everyone pumped up for
for
2020, and it showed that it's definitely, there's no question, it's taken seriously now by everyone.
I think that the big thing for me about this one is that because there are so many team or players that for each country that play in the IPL, for me, this is probably going to be one of the best T20 World Cups we're going to have until pretty much India gets it again. Purely because the guys know how to play on it. They build tracks for 2020, let's face it.
Yeah.
And the crowds go absolutely ballistic for it.
Mm.
So, yeah, with the BBL over here, obviously the Aussie boys are doing their best. Mm. But now we're in the spot where we've seen Glenn Maxwell and Watto and those guys go absolute ballistic. So...
Mm.
That's going to be interesting and fun to go see them play in their own teams, and that makes it exciting. You know, everyone then has their favorite players rather than just teams as well.
Yeah, and now with all the integration of players playing in different leagues, we know more players.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the case for everyone. So that's what T20 has done positively. You know, you can still look on it, but I mean, we're only going to look at positives in this episode.
Yeah.
Rather than nitpick when we're covering it.
What's the point? Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, so that's obviously exciting, and I am looking forward to that.
Mm.
What do you reckon of Australia's chances?
Look, I'm hesitantly positive of what our endeavours could look like. Yeah. Australia seems to me like a team that has the ability to win games, but it doesn't seem to be able to do it convincingly. I don't think I've seen Australia really dominate consistently in the 2020 format, and I think that's probably due to other arrangements and the players. The bowling has seemed to be an issue.
See, I think the problem is that they either win big or they get beaten big.
Mm.
You know, there's no... And this is probably my issue with T20 in general is there's not much backs against the wall pull it out of the fire. And I know there's probably a heap of examples of that happening.
Yeah.
But in terms of consistent, you know, if a team's at 5 for 50, they're going to lose.
Well, you only have almost to look, and I agree with that. You only have to look at the game over the night between Australia and West Indies, where the Windies were what, 3 for 40 or something? Oh, no, after four, it was like 3. It was very small amount, and they ended up winning the game. Like, you know, what's his name down the order hit a 50.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes they come, albeit you know, when you think about it. That game had interchange, like a different bowling and batting teams, like you could, because it's a practice match. So it's not truly indicative of what's going to happen, which is fine, you know. But it does go to show that, as you say, sometimes you can get out of it, but chances are, if you get bogged down, you're cooked, you're done, and that can happen. You only have to look at the Netherlands and Ireland. And I think that game was all over for 59 or something.
Yeah.
And it was just stuff like that. Well, that's like they did it in like 8 overs.
Yeah.
Like,
and so that's what I'm hoping to see change in this World Cup is that we are going to see a few more unpredictable games where a team, who looks like they're completely out of it, comes back and wins a game. I think that's what T20 lacks a little for me.
Yeah.
But I think now more than ever is a chance for it to turn around, because it's taken so seriously. There's so many competitions around the world. It's played so much by so many cricketers now that, I think it's going to be good. So what do you reckon about Australia's batting?
I think there's obviously talent there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of talent. I mean, they could easily, any of them could go on. You only have to look at Usman Khawaja, and his form.
Do you think they rely on each other too much, though? Do you think there's that mentality of like, oh, there'll be someone.
We'll take care of it.
Do you think that's like a poison chalice kind of thing, that you've got so many batsmen, when you've got so many batsmen that can fire, you almost end up being a little careless? Well, I'm sure they're not careless, but you know what I mean?
Like, I do
they
understand,
they feel safe with the people around them, that they
all it takes is one bad,
it's a double-edged sword, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I think could be something we have to worry about, but what I'm sure you said, think about it.
What you said earlier I think is right, and I think for all, you know, we always talk about it, but I'm not going to get into it. Just talking objectively, sure. Shane Watson I think, like you said before, will play well this tournament, because he has dominated the IPL competition
and he's
in pretty good nick at the moment. So hopefully he does well. I think as well, if his bowling is underrated in these conditions,
absolutely.
I think his ability to bowl his cutters are really good on Indian wickets. He's had so much success in the IPL with his bowling and batting, then hopefully he does well for us. And then that puts us in a position, though, and like what we've said and what we've had lately, with Warner coming in four, you know, do you think Watson and Finch should be the openers?
Look, Finch is a bit, his form hasn't been spectacular, to be perfectly honest. And I think in this day and age, in the 2020 format and how it all goes, would you play Watson, Faulkner and Mitch Marsh,
absolutely.
And just run three medium pace cutters
who can
change the ball, who can make it manipulate it, yada yada yada. And maybe you have to lose a batsman, but when you've got three blokes who can bowl as good as these pair, or those three can, and can tonk the shit out of it, tonk it as hard as they can, then you know you're going to find that you're in a better opportunity. So maybe it means that Finch has to miss out. I don't think they will.
I don't think they'll
mess with it, but I do think that I would probably have those three in my team.
Well, they'll rotate a lot
absolutely.
In the tournament.
Absolutely.
But I think, back to your point about the all-rounders, I think the game T20 is designed for all-rounders.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's when you look at our team and you're like, good Lord. You know, because you got Watson, Mitch Marsh, James Faulkner, Glenn Maxwell as four all-rounders in the team.
Steve Smith can even do it, but you probably wouldn't use Smith,
but you got... You go in with three bowlers and you got those blokes and they can all bat pretty well as well. Yeah. So I think the team, I think that'll be a real key to this tournament for all teams. If your all-rounders can fire and if you've got good all-rounders, you'll do pretty well.
Do you think that England not having a 2020 comp as such is a hindrance to the English team? Do you find that? Because I think they've only just started up having a 2020 comp. Or do you think that they've got enough experience over playing in Australia in the IPL that'll help?
Did their county not... County has 2020.
Yeah, but not to the same level as, say, an IPL or a Big Bash.
But I think the point you're making is, do they play it enough? And I think they would have played enough T20. I think the lack of, you know, a big premier T20 comp doesn't hurt them as such because, yeah, they can go to other places. But I think it's interesting because when a country has such a dominant league, like, say, English Football League.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one? The French Rugby League.
Yeah.
Rugby Union League, yeah, the Super 14. No, not Super 14, Top 14.
Top 14.
Yeah, you look at that and it doesn't often pay off. You know, the English soccer team hasn't done very well for a while. French rugby's on the decline.
I think we're back to a point you made quite a while ago in relations to that. Like,
So maybe it might work the other way, but but I think England's chances are as good as any. They've got, I think, with Ben Stokes, he's one of the, in my opinion, one of the best players in the world. They've got good bowling.
Yeah,
Owen Morgan's an awesome T20 batsman. He's real inventive.
Yes,
and they've.
For an Irishman.
Yeah, true. But England are in a rebuilding phase in cricket in general. I think, you know, I hope a strong England makes cricket good. So I hope they end up doing well this tournament.
I think it'll be interesting to see what happens next Ashes, thinking a bit further, but how that all tees out.
Well,
I don't know, like if I had to choose one thing to critique from the, especially from the Australian perspective, I don't think our fast bowlers have been enough chop. I mean,
they're young.
Like, you've got people like Hastings, and I saw Kutch and Niles doing quite well as well. But like Ty is too much out of the shop. He's not bowling the slow ball, which is what made him so great in the BBL, and he's not bowling it. It's like, well, if you're not going to bowl the knuckleball, mate, what are you doing in the team? Like, you're not there to be Hastings. I don't mind him. I don't rate him.
You don't rate him?
No, not enough to play at an Australian level.
Who would you put in though? That's because he was one of the best in the BBL.
He was, but doing a job, and I don't think he's doing that anymore. Mm. I think if you're going to bowl as many all rounders, and yeah, you've got to rotate him. I understand that, but if you're going to bowl have as many all rounders, you only probably need to get away with two quickies. And in that, I'd take Hastings. What's his name? The one who took a hat trick. Hazelwood. I would take Hazelwood. And I know that he hasn't had the best, but
see, if I'd you need an up and down ball, I'd take him. I'd be more inclined to take Ty because in this, see, I feel Brett Lee was probably an exception, but I remember Brett Lee in limited overs cricket sometimes being a liability.
Mm,
and you've seen it with Sean Tate. Pace can be a liability. So
I wouldn't take Tate.
It could be. I feel that, like you've mentioned, a good pace bowler in limited overs cricket has that change up. So I would be more inclined to take Ty over Hazelwood, even though I know he took Patrick last night. But it's about the change of bowling. I think a guy that's been pretty unlucky is Ben Lachlan. Mm. He's been one of the best domestic T20 bowlers, and he's got the most variation, can bowl on any surface. So I think he's unlucky. And it also brings up the point to me that it's interesting that a lot of these guys, I just think that we're going to come to a point where T20 is such at a premier that we're going to have different teams. And I think that should almost be the case because, and I guess we're pretty close to it now. Like we've got a pretty T20 specific team with the likes of Ty and stuff in
there. They're quite niche. And I mean, you'll never, Maxwell or Bailey probably won't ever wear the baggy green again. I know Maxwell's worked hard.
Maxwell might.
He's trying very hard. He's probably more likely than Bailey is or any of those guys. But Brett, you know, like Finch, not Brett Finch. Brett Finch is going to lace the boot for the Aussies. He's like, come on, mate, let's have a Oh, I love you, Finchie. Where would we be without Finchie? That one's from my New South Wales fans. Where were New South Wales fans at?
No.
Yeah.
Stop talking about
2005
shit rugby league players. He was a shit player. Right. He was terrible.
He wasn't. He dropped that drop goal over.
Yeah. All right. Good. Milkins is. I can see him being like, oh, great. I'm going to have to edit this out.
So this is an edited part.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm sidetracking it. I don't care.
We've turned them into rugby specials before.
Yeah.
Not... Oh, that's a rugby one.
Yeah, and I think we have got a pretty T20 specific team. Mm. So I don't know. Hazelwood to me doesn't have enough variation for the T20 game. Even though I love the bloke, he's the first guy I picked in a test team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think you got to look at how the game is different.
Mm.
And like you said, an up and down bowler in Indian conditions isn't going to get the job done against the Indians.
Mm.
You need to be able to change it up and landed in a spot.
Well, that's the.
I think Kulshan Iyer could end up being that liability. Yeah. I mean, well, back to pace and what we were talking about before. You've got to bowling 135 to 140 isn't pace. Like compared to me, like it's awesome. But for these guys, it's not express. 150 is express, and you need to be at that level to cause any havoc. If you're 140, you are almost just perfect hitting speed because they're looking to use pace.
Yeah.
So I think
behind the bat.
I'm concerned about Kulshan Iyer being in there, and I don't dislike the bloke. I think he's got.
Okay. So would you play any fast bowlers? Would you consider Thai? Bowl Thai in that?
I would bowl Thai and
like another pacer.
Yeah,
so
you'd take two and then have
your all rounders.
Yeah.
And do the job. Mm. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Mm. So how would you then? Obviously, one of the teams to beat, if not the team to beat, would be India. Obviously, home,
definitely.
They're clearly big 2020 fans. Yeah. And they'll obviously be very difficult to beat, the likes of Kohli and Ravi Ashwin and those guys. I mean, they've got the best spin bowler for 2020 by far.
But they've also got Raina and...
Yeah, oh, yeah, like, they just go for days. How many times have they got?
Who's that other bloke? Jadeja.
Jadeja's fantastic as well.
Yeah, so obviously they're the team to beat. I think what, like you said, with most T20s, if someone can get the jump on them, they can get Rohit, and if you can get Kohli out early, if you can have them two for 20, maybe... get three, then you might have India in trouble. But yeah, I think I'd be very shocked if India didn't at least make the final, especially at home.
Well, the thing about India has always been they start well, they've got such an exceptional batting order until you get to about number 5, 6, and then it's just falls like a deck of cards.
Yeah, it has been.
I've seen that happen multiple times in the past year or so.
Yeah.
The thing about 2020 is that you don't really get a chance for that. Especially when you got like,
what's got to happen in the first over for it to
exactly.
happen?
Yeah, pretty exactly. Exactly right. So it's like if they can get through that first 10-15 overs, it's game over. They'll pop 220 on you, and Australia, I just don't think are good enough to. Well, I don't think that they have the patience against people like Ravi Ashwin and guys like that, like the spin bowlers and that, especially in India on their home tracks. I just don't see them. I'd see India choking out teams.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm worried that what will happen is Australian batsmen will almost play the spinners off.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be chasing the game.
Yeah.
And as well as Maxwell and Warner did in that South African game, that was almost a record partnership.
Exceptional stuff.
That's still, to me, being the exception. Like, that was an awesome innings.
Well, it took record.
It's going to be a lot to expect them to do that a lot. And I think... because, like you said, the Australians have proven they can't attack the Indian spinners. Mm. And they've got enough quality Indians, like the Indians have enough quality spinners, that they can fill up 12 overs, and that's half the innings. So I'm worried for Australian in terms of batting. I think they'd always do better to bat first.
Oh, absolutely. If they can. Give themselves something to work with.
Yeah. Whereas I think in T20, sometimes it is better to chase.
I think in the BBL it showed this year, especially. I remember when T20 first started off, and it seemed that if the percentage was like 80-20 split, that the batting team first won.
Yeah.
And now it seems like it's gone the other way, and it's more a case of, well, the batting team has to play the deck and try and work it out, whereas the bowling team gets an opportunity to see what the deck's doing.
Yeah.
If it's staying low, is it bouncing, is it swinging, yada, yada, yada. So then you've got a better chance come second innings. I think you're right. I think that Australia will look to bat first, just to get off to a head start. I think we do tend to do better rather than chasing. I know, again, the David Warner, Maxwell innings kind of
exception
to the rule. Yeah, it's an exception. It's an outlier.
Yeah.
As opposed to the rule. So yeah, it really will be interesting and it's exciting. And obviously the minnows have kicked off already. Yeah, there's been some spectacular catches.
Holy shit. That one where it went through his, was it Netherlands bloke? Yeah. Went through his hand, he took it on the second go over the boundary.
There's been some absolute, just like these guys know what they're doing. And I saw Ireland came out, the captain of Ireland came out and had a blast about like that they're not being able to have an opportunity to get any better, play against people like England and stuff.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. I understand that.
Relegation. I think what the Football League in England does so well is the way that they do have the competition through the divisions.
Mm.
You're competing to progress to the next division. Mm. So that's an obvious answer in my head for the minnow nations of cricket, is that you have, all right, so who's a lower level test nation at the moment? Like, say, Bangladesh, Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
They're in a competition with your islands and stuff to earn test nation status.
Yeah.
And then they verse and then you sort of maintain a point system that says, or if you're dropping and if they're, I don't know, you work out some sort of tournament where
I guess that's sort of what they're doing at the moment. Progress and degress. Isn't like the winner of this, what the minnows are kind of doing at the moment. Bangladesh seems to be the forerunners.
Yeah. Bangladesh are easily the best.
They're absolutely the best of the minnows. Yeah, without a doubt. Obviously that almost goes without saying.
Yeah.
So they then play on into the
same with Afghanistan. Yeah, well, two of them. That's pretty much what happens in these tournaments.
But you won, and I won.
I won it
from a test perspective.
Absolutely, because because that is the measure of cricket. I mean, and we are excited for the T20 World Cup or whatever, but your cricket credentials are based on how you would perform in a test match. And I think that's where the Irish complaints would be coming from, because they've performed pretty well in the last couple of 50 over World Cups. Sitting there going, well, we can't get any better than this if you don't give us the chance to get better. Yeah. And I think what he is talking about is test matches.
Yeah, it's like trying to be like, I can't believe I'm not getting any bigger. It's like, well, you're using the same weights.
Yeah, you're doing the same kilograms. Like, you're not progressing.
You've got to use bigger weights if you're in any chance of getting better. Like, that's just how that goes.
So, all right, obviously the favourites would be India. And then you got your England, Australia, South Africa, Sri Lanka on the
Sri Lanka, who knows, with being in the subcontinent, you know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Who do you think who's the shock winner?
Shock winner?
Who's the one that everyone goes, oh, I forgot about them kind of.
I think, look, not as far as shock winning, maybe, not to derail it, but obviously the Pakistan-India game, if they get to play, will be something to, you know, like, I remember trying to get to watch in the 50 comp, just in the 50, the one day World Cup, and that game was special. Like, it's like, you know, a lot of people watch that game. So that'll be something to watch out for. So I still think India.
Do you think Pakistan will have a chance in the comp? Because they got that...
Again, they got a couple of good players, but they're running with, like, Afridi still. And as much as Afridi seems to be copping a bit of flack lately, but, I mean, it's not as if the Australian public's not... hasn't really given it to people in the past that probably may not have necessarily needed it. Watson! So, you know, maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not from Pakistan.
So what, are people complaining that he's still on the team?
And...
Well, I think you can only do that if there's an obvious replacement. Have they got an obvious replacement? Or is it just like, oh, he's old?
Yeah.
Because,
I'm not too old, I wouldn't know the answer to that one.
Yeah.
But maybe if we've got some Pakistani mates out there.
Absolutely. Who would if there are people who are complaining about Afridi, I'd like to hear who they've got to replace him.
Yeah.
But the one I'm excited about with
who's
Pakistan.
Your shot? Yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
Well, I was just on the to end with Pakistan. That 7 foot. Oh, they've got.
Yeah,
I want to see him do it. Yeah, he's sick. I want to see him do well. That left armer. I mean, a 7 foot left arm, quick.
Terrifying.
I wouldn't want to face him.
That sounds
so.
Awful. Think of that bounce. Oh my god.
And that with a T20 game, there's nothing that says he can't take 4 wickets in 2 overs. God, no. So I mean, Pakistan have got that, but I don't really think. Yeah, I don't. If there was going to be a shock winner,
yeah,
I'd love it to be the West Indies with all the shit that's gone on in the past year. Imagine if the West Indies won.
It would be spectacular.
And it's the kind of comp they could win. Remember the ICC Champions Trophy?
Yes.
I'm not sure if they do that anymore, but the Champions Trophy and West Indies won it. West Indies won it against England in England. And it was one of the... who were the two bowlers put on a huge partnership? Brown and someone. I can't remember. Might have been Darren Sammy.
Brown.
But it was such a sick... It was the best game ever. Yep. And West Indies can do that. In the big tournaments, they turn up. I hope they get a bit of mojo behind them and pull out a couple of victories.
Not bad. I just thought of my shock, what I would like to see. And it almost pains me, but it doesn't. I would take New Zealand.
New Zealand. Yeah. Well, that's our first game.
New Zealand. I can't wait for that. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. It's still cricket. I feel like it's like pizza and sex, you know, like... No matter how bad it is, it's still good. Yeah, you know? I don't care what type of cricket I'm watching, I'll watch it. I just give me it. So, that's
New
our
Zealand
first
game. Are a good chance, but no Brendan McCullum anymore.
Brendan McCullum.
He's been their spiritual
leader. He really does. I wonder if he's going to go on the tour with him. Like, if he will just be there. You're ranking
Why
the
would
tour?
Why would you retire and then still go to India for 6 weeks?
So that you can be the mentor. So you can provide...
He might go for a bit, but I don't think he'd stay.
All right, well, if
he might go for a game.
And that's fine. I think that they put a lot of pressure... And with a batsman like Kane Williamson, and you know, with a player like Kane Williamson, he's probably going to go in the same type of way that Steve Smith did. And I think he might take it by the bull, by the horns, the responsibility, and just cut sick. And I would love to watch him and Guptill and those guys. Is Roscoe going to be back? I can't remember if he'll be back or not.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is, but if he is... that's
a good call too.
They've got Trent Bolt, they've got all those boys in the ball. There'd be a dark horse for me or a shock winner. Absolutely, I'd take them. And if it turned out like an Australia, if it was us meeting them in the finals in some way, shape, or form, it's good. It's really good. Yeah. You know, like you know, them at the World Cup for the ODIs was sensational. And, yeah, I'd take you again. That'd be great. So that'll be my shock, yeah.
All right. My shock will hopefully be the West Indies.
You want the Windies. Yeah. What if we end up with the Windies versus New Zealand in the final?
Well, that'd be... We'd definitely have to go down to the TAB and put some bets on, because I don't think anyone
is
actually predicting that to happen.
No, I don't think they are either. Yeah. But, you know.
Lastly, before we... A bit off topic.
No, you're right, mate.
What do you think about Clarkey? Did we talk about that last week?
Clarkey, what, last time? Like, doing his little stint to come back. I think it's... Look, for me, what I would say with Clarkey would be... I don't know. We're fine with... them going and playing 2020. Look at Mr. Cricket. You know, like Hussey played until he was 40. Brad Hodge. All these players, you know, that's still... Warney was playing like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm
talking about? I think...
And I know that it's not in a professional, and he's saying it.
He's going to come back. He's going to come back.
Yeah, he wants to... Do you reckon he'll do it?
I reckon he can't help himself.
I think he'll come back for it, but I don't think he'll make the team. I think the team has moved on without him, which is a bit sad. Because Clarkey's such a...
Reckon Voges will retire soon? Voges is like 3 years older than Clark.
Yeah, no, I know. I think
Voges... Can you imagine if Voges retired and Clark came in?
Oh my God.
That'd be sick.
It'd be like 20 years, they'd be like, that happened, man. That happened. I don't know how it happened, but it did. I think Voges is an absolute purple patch. Is he in the 2020 squad? He's not, is he?
I doubt it. No, he's not. Do you think if there was an injury, they'd rush Clark in?
Why are you keep pushing me into this? Go on, man. Go on. Yeah. Suck his dick.
Say something stupid.
Say something dumb about Clark. I love you, Clarky. And if I had an opportunity to meet you or your missus, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Kylie seems like a lovely girl.
Although I got a real issue with the way she spells her name.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I get that.
I don't know. Kylie. It's Kyly. I'm pretty sure.
It's not how you spell it.
No. Anyways, so T20 World Cup, we'll do a couple more episodes throughout the tournament, finishing up with the big grand finale for the grand final of the T20 World Cup.
That's right.
So thanks for listening. Let's hope the Aussies get up over the Kiwis on Friday.
Yeah, cop that, Kiwis.
Let's go, boys.
Words, and then make like a...
I just like that bit.
I know, I do. Yeah. That's good. It's good.
Yeah.
You can't just say that and end the episode.
What? Oh, of course you can.
All right.
Hey, guys. Listen to this episode. It's really fun and enjoyable, and things happen, and...
Hey, you did that right. You got the Red Dragon bit right. Good. I'm glad you took my advice.
It was the only part I was confident on.
Oh, okay.
Nah. Yeah, right. Welcome to Sporting Woods. You're here with Alex and Luke talking about stuff about cricket.
I've got a boner.
Yeah, the Monty Python episode.
Hello, excuse me. This is Hamishment. Have you got any podcasts in the...
No podcasts here today, sir.
No podcasts?
Look, there might be one in here. Check it out. Oh, no, it's too deep. Oh.
Oh.
That's your bottom.